Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got to run to keep running. And I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar. But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris McFarlane.
Oh, it's been a while.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
W-F-A-N.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 12:02. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 5 hours. A 5-hour midnight ride as we take you till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Paulie Rosenberg still on the other side. He's going to head home and play tricks. I like it. I like where Paulie's head's at. We'll have Jack in here in a second. We're taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019. You heard there from the great Marco Belletti. Not that you needed to hear from him. Rex Ryan will tell you. He met with the Jets today. He's going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. There's not another candidate that comes anywhere close to as good as he is. I mean, I find it funny that, you know, every year there's about 8 vacancies and he hasn't got an interview in any of these years. But somehow he's the greatest head coaching candidate you could find for this team. And I want to start with the Jets because we spent a lot of time with the Giants as we say goodbye to Paulie. Working on that Paul McCartney interview, Paul? Any luck with that?
I'm always working on that.
Yeah, always working on that Paul McCartney interview. Anyway.
You want Jerry version 2?
What's that?
You want Jerry Seinfeld version
2? Yeah, well, listen, that would be. You get Paul. Just get Paul. Work on it.
So you're saying no to Jerry?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Oh, you're saying... Not you said version 2, you mean like episode 2. Bring
right.
Jerry back.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to Jerry. I don't know why you'd want to talk to me, but we can. Absolutely.
I'll see what I can do for you.
See what you can do for me. The Jets are trying to see what coaches could do for them. And yes, we've spent so much time on the Giants, and we know what's going on with them now, and it's just we'll have from now until the draft to figure out what the Giants are going to do with that third overall pick. And we can still talk about it, 888-808-1019. But, you know, I was thinking a lot about the coaching position for the New York Jets. And obviously Rex Ryan, as we said, interviewed. And if you remember, a while back, I actually came up with a plan. And it involved Rex Ryan. I had this plan for a bridge coach. We talk so much about bridge quarterbacks. I had this idea for a bridge coach, and Rex Ryan was my guy when his name first got thrown about. I don't know if it's actually that to bring back Rex Ryan, I want Rex Ryan necessarily, but I am very much looking at this Jet team different than I look at other organizations. I honestly believe that with the state of this team, all the stories that have come out about this owner, and yes, it seems like, and we'll see whether or not Vrabel, who would still be my number one, but we'll get to that in a second, if Vrabel actually took the job seriously or he was just using it to get the Patriots to fire their coach. Earlier today, the Raiders fired Antonio Pierce, his connection to Brady there. It seems like those are the two jobs he might be the most interested in, and it's a coincidence that the Jets are the first interview and then boop, 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 lines up real nice for Vrabel to maybe step into his two most likely and better situations for him. So I don't know how good or how, you know, sexy or how many guys are really going to want this job, even though we all know there's not that many of them. And for me, with the owner, the stink around this team, the losing, the 14 years of not going to the playoffs, I don't view this, the current situation with Aaron Rodgers and the cap hit, I don't view this as a as the normal, well, let's break it down, find the coach of the future, rebuild the roster, and go about trying to build our way to a Super Bowl. I very much view the New York Jets, and I've said this a lot, in a position where they need a palate cleanse. They need a winning season. It doesn't have to be a Super Bowl season. You don't have to view every single decision through the lens of how do we get back to a Super Bowl since 1969, or how do we win a Super Bowl again since Joe Willie Namath. Like, for me, they have to stop being the laughingstock of professional sports. They have to end this playoff drought, and they have to go about finding a way to take this roster that clearly isn't quite as talented as many of us, including myself, first one to raise my hand, maybe not quite as talented as we thought, but I still think with the right head coach, this is a talented enough roster, even in a tough division, where I don't know what Miami's going to be now, at least to be fair about that. Yes, Buffalo is still going to be the I thought this might be a step down year for Buffalo. Was dead wrong about that. They're one of the contenders here to win the Super Bowl this year, and they've got Josh Allen, obviously, and they've had a great year, and they're probably going to own the division for the next however many years. And yes, you know, the Patriots might have a young quarterback, and if they get Vrabel, they have a top pick, maybe they could turn it around quickly. But still, this is, for me, an opportunity for this Jet team to be a winning team next season. And so when I look at it, I've always been a bring back Aaron Rodgers guy, and I'm still there. I still would rather bring back Aaron Rodgers, a guy who threw for 28 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, damn near 4,000 yards on what we are all calling a disaster of a season. Good luck finding another quarterback to come in here and bridge the gap to the next quarterback or whatever the case may be for the next couple of years here, that's going to give you a better line than 28, 11, and 4,000 yards, and try and do that and build a roster or get better on the margins while having a $40-plus million cap hit to have Aaron Rodgers not be here. I am still very much on, as long as Aaron Rodgers wants to play, I want to try and find a way to make it work. So while I'm thinking about this head coach, I'm not necessarily looking for the next great young coach that's going to lead me into the next 15 years. I am very much on the, how do I establish and settle this franchise and this particular roster that I do think can win? I mean, if you could figure out the relationship between Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and Garrett Wilson, if you could instill some confidence in Breece Hall, if you can get Sauce Gardner playing back to the way he played the first couple of seasons of his career, if you can get a coach in there to stabilize this and quit the bad penalties and the pre-snap penalties and everything else that's gone with, and, you know, clock management, everything else that's been a disaster for this team, and just bring in some a stabilizing force. I am very much looking for a stabilizing force with this team and not necessarily the home run hire. Because I'll be totally honest with you. For me, I think Vrabel's one of the better head coaches in the league. And if I could get Mike Vrabel, then you could forget what I'm about to tell you. Because I think Vrabel would be my number one choice. I think although he's not an offensive mind and I'd prefer to go that way, I think he is that kind of, you know, former player, success in Tennessee, although not from the Belichick coaching tree, played under Belichick for many years. Like, that's the kind of guy I think leads a franchise. That's who I would pick if he were willing to come here. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen. And I look at the rest of the names, and I'll be totally honest with you, like, yeah, Brian Flores, that seems to be at the tip of everybody's tongue. Very good coach. Had a very good season this year, calling the defensive plays and being the defensive coordinator for a winning Minnesota team, obviously, 14 wins. But I heard Ryan Fitzpatrick talk today on his podcast, and not that he, you know, just absolutely obliterated the coach, but talked about how at the end he isolated himself, he burned some bridges. Like, hopefully he's learned from last year with Pittsburgh and this year with O'Connell and, you know, some experience here. But honestly, that defense just got torched by Detroit. Got torched by Detroit earlier in the year. Like, they have not done a great job against some of the better offensively. You know, they lost to the Rams. Like, they've done an overall good job. He disguises blitz as well as anyone else in the NFL. But he's not a name that jumps out at me like, oh, that's a guaranteed slam dunk hire. None of these guys do. So for me, I look at the list, Aaron, you know, Glenn and some of these guys, and they're all competent coaches, and who knows? I don't know. Maybe one of them can be the next great coach to lead them for a decade plus. But a couple weeks ago, I liked the idea of Rex Ryan a little bit because I want that stabilizing force, and I thought it would have been a perfect hire mid-season. If they would have fired Robert Saleh and brought in Rex Ryan, that makes sense. But I am still looking for a stabilizing, experienced head coach that can turn this particular roster around, change the mood of the franchise, maybe be the face of the franchise as opposed to this inept owner. Take Aaron Rodgers and go win this year. So when I think under those guidelines, and I'm thinking about what coach would fit that description, I don't know about Rex Ryan, but maybe another Jet. Maybe another homecoming with the New York Jets. Because Pete Carroll is going to interview for the Chicago Bears job. And if you look and want someone who's going to stabilize this team, someone who is a successful head coach, whether it be winning championships at USC, winning a Super Bowl for the Seattle Seahawks. He's known throughout the league. He's 70 by the players. He's had a 13-year run in Seattle where they were consistently a contender. He's dealt with Russell Wilson at the end. He dealt with Mr. Unlimited at the end of his tenure. I don't know how successful he always was at it necessarily, but he's dealt with a quarterback who's Hall of Fame track worthy, building that around the rest of the team. I think Pete Carroll makes a lot of sense for the New York Jets. You bring him in, he stabilizes things. He becomes the face of your franchise. You know he's a winner. You know how he knows how to run a team. You get good coaches around him. You bring back Aaron Rodgers, and you go about trying to have a palate cleanse of just competent, buttoned-up, well-run football for the next year or two, and try and get the stink off the 14-year drought, get the stink of everything goes wrong, get the stink of having inexperienced head coaches. Just bring someone in here who, quite honestly, is synonymous with winning in this league over the last 20-plus years. He's about the most, you know, virile and healthy 73-year-old I've ever seen. Remember when he was taking his shirt off meeting with DK Metcalf? Like, I just think that would be, even at 73, a bolt of energy to this team. And if he's going to interview for the Bears job, he's out there looking for a job. Like, I think this is the stabilizing force that could come in here, has ties to the Jets. Obviously not a great one-year run with the New York Jets. But I think that's the kind of guy I would bring here, unless I fall in love with one of these young coordinators. Like, you know, if Cliff Kingsbury becomes available and I think he can lead my offense and be the next young head coach and he wants to take this job, like, that's part of it too. I don't find the job all that appealing. And for a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, because I threw his name out there, who is still getting paid by the Cardinals and is, you know, going to work with a young, excellent quarterback who's only going to get better next year, you would assume. You know, some of these guys that you would love can be a little bit picky. It's dangerous to turn down jobs in the NFL whenever you're offered. I get that. But, you know, you might be able to be a little bit picky. Brian Flores is still a young guy. You know, you expect, especially if they keep Sam Darnold, that defense, he doesn't have to run and jump at every. He's going to be the top of the list in a lot of almost every year for jobs. I don't know how appealing this Jet job is. I mean, let's be honest. They hired a firm to go out there and conduct a search for GM and head coach. Everybody's on the list. Like, do you really need to go hire a firm to go out there and say, hey, anybody who's anybody who might be considered for a head coaching job, bring them in? I mean, you would think that they would have some sort of plan as opposed to this is the widest net I've ever seen. And quite honestly, outside of Vrabel, none of the names really jump out at me. So unless I think I'm getting the next coach to lead the Jets into the sunlight and be their guy for the next 15 years or so, and I don't know if I have that guy. And right now, I don't even know if I'm looking for that guy. Because that's a take a chance on a young coordinator. That's right now, I'm looking for experience and I'm looking to stabilize this team. I'm tired of every time something happens, every time a story breaks, every time something goes wrong, it's only the Jets, it's LOL Jets. You know why? Because they lose so damn much. And I honestly believe that this team isn't a mile away. I don't think this takes years. I think next year with Aaron Rodgers, this team can win. Maybe not the Super Bowl, maybe not the AFC Championship game, probably not even the AFC East. But they can be a contender. They can get into the playoffs with a 17 playoff. They can. And the more I think about it, I'm looking, and they were talking about it a little bit in the afternoon today. They were talking about how, you know, obviously McCarthy in Dallas seemed like maybe when there was word that he was being asked to interview with Chicago, but Dallas has since put a kibosh on that. They're not going to allow him to talk to Chicago, so you'd imagine he's going to stay there. But they're talking about that kind of stabilizing force, a guy who comes in here, you know he knows how to coach, he's been a head coach, he's won before, and honestly, who out there has won more than Pete Carroll? He's got a Super Bowl. He's got college championships, and not only does he have the one pop-up Super Bowl, for 13 years as the Seattle Seahawks head coach, he ran a program. They won year in and year out. Yes, they had the Legion of Boom to start, then Russell Wilson became a Hall of Fame, or at least on track to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He went through different regimes. He went through different styles of winning. I think Pete Carroll is an excellent choice to be the Jets head coach, because I'm not looking for the miracle cure. I'm looking to have somebody come in here and right the ship and actually provide a stable locker room, provide a stable team. And I don't know if I want the boisterous, you know, I'm the best in the world, we're going to be the best in the world, we're going to hit harder than you, we're going to, you know, do everything harder than you, the grass is going to be more uncomfortable under our feet than anyone else, like all that nonsense that comes out from the great Rex Ryan, who's the best candidate for the job, never mind the fact he hasn't been a candidate for a job in 10 years. I mean, then there's the pipe dreams of trading for O'Connell or trading for Mike Tomlin or all, like, this is a guy who wants to get back into the league. He's synonymous with winning over the last 15 years. And I think he's the stabilizing force that makes a lot of sense. And the Bears, who right now, I mean, right there with, I mean, you could talk about Jacksonville and how appealing their job is with Trevor Lawrence, a lousy division, a top pick. The Patriots have their quarterback, top pick, money to spend. The Raiders, I mean, Chicago with Williams and that roster, you could argue, as appealing a job out there, and they're going to talk to Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll should be someone who's added to the list of at least candidates that the New York Jets talk to. Because I am looking for a stabilizing force, because I'm still crazy enough to think this Jet team can win as presently constituted. 888-808-1019. So let's talk a little Jet football, trying to find that coach. And I think Pete Carroll is an excellent option for the New York Jets. I'm looking for that bridge coach. I don't need the guy for the next 10 years. Give me the guy for the next three, who puts my franchise in good footing, who maybe in 3 years I'll actually have legitimate, you know, top-of-the-level candidates looking to coach my team and not just hoping talking to me opens up other jobs for them. Maybe in 3 years of actually being a winning franchise, every single thing that comes out about the owner, like he makes decisions based on Madden ratings, maybe that gets laughed off. Maybe that goes, that can't be true. Instead of buying every single thing in that story. And I'm not trying to say those stories are lies or misconceptions or anything other than that, because I believe them too. But if the quarterback goes to Egypt, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. We have all kinds of problems throughout the NFL. Kansas City had an incident with a wide receiver earlier this year. No one seems to care that much because Kansas City wins. No one laughs at Kansas City and goes, oh my God, again, the Chiefs. They bring in Tony. Oh, no one cares. The Giants are idiots for having Tony. The Chiefs, eh? Why? Because they win. Something needs to change with this team, and it has to change now. I want experience. I want winning. I want stabilization. And this side of Vrabel, I don't know who's out there other than Pete Carroll that gives it to me as good as that. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 5 hours. We're going to talk a little Jets. We'll talk a little Giants as well. I think Keith posted. I gotta go back and look at it. But ESPN was saying the same thing I said about John Mara. I agree with bringing back Shane and Dable, but you got to show me some confidence when you make the decision. You got to show confidence in the guys you hired. And more than that, you got to show confidence in your decision making. I mean, you go out there and hem and haw. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, well, my patients, I better be in a bed mood next year. Come out there and tell us you agree with this and you expect it to be great and work. Very still hung up on that John Mara press conference and how little faith he gave me in his decision making, his confidence in his decision making, and his actual belief that he did the right thing. We'll get to that. And of course, we'll get to baseball because I got to tell you, a name has been bandied about, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday morning, but a name with the New York Yankees that I don't know if I've ever been more perplexed on what I want. And I know that sounds silly. This is a guy who's won batting titles, multiple batting titles. And yet when his name comes up with the New York Yankees, I'm like, oh. We'll get to that. Because I think there might be better options still out there. But it sounds like they're out there on a bunch of different options at the infield. That makes me feel good. Knowing that DJ LeMahieu can't be the guy. We'll get to the Mets. And they're talking to Tanner Scott, Pete Alonso. We'll get to some baseball over the course of the 5 hours here. The Rangers blow a 3-0 lead. What's new? They're one of the worst defensive teams in hockey right now. They are just an absolute mess. At least they get a point in overtime. We could talk a little of that. We got the Knicks on the schedule as well. So we got plenty to do over the next 5 hours. McLonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back with your calls.